back in the day, and I mean back in the day, maybe 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, wasn't really art. It was more a craft. You know, people came, maybe there were some people that were artists in it, but they really didn't have the artistic capabilities that people today have, for example. So the people that were into it were more craftsmen. They had simple designs, they put on the skin, they slapped them on, it took them an hour, 2 hours, 5 minutes, whatever it took your money, and, you know, they worked on a lot of transient people. And I think as the popularity of it progressed and a lot more artists got in there, people that could have, you know, they were graffiti artists, they were oil painters, they were artists, I mean, not just tattoo artists, obviously they did, you know, art on paper, on canvas, on the wall and stuff like that, then the level of artistry kind of, you know, got higher and higher, and today you really have people that are pushing the envelope, doing stuff that even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, people didn't think was possible. Today they're doing stuff that's just amazing. You know, all kinds of crazy portraits in color and all kind of skin textures and all kind of crazy stuff like that. So it really has turned into an art form because a lot of people with very high artistic capabilities have gone into the field. Where before it was more, you know, sailors and people that were just, they did it because it was kind of a, you know, it was a way to make money. It was a way to kind of live on the fringe. It was stuff like that. And of course, as the popularity of it grew, now it's already become to where there's people with insane amounts of talents doing insane stuff. We have a vast network of people that we know, that we've worked with in the past, that were friends from the past, stuff like that. And luckily, you know, I think like any industry in the world, it's kind of a small industry, even though it's so popular and so big that we kind of know a lot of people, and we pick people that, you know, that our standards are of course high, and we go, us personally, pick people that have artistic capabilities, that are very technical at what they do. But really, I mean, there's you know, there's all aspects of it. I mean, there's let's put it this way, there's probably a lot more bad than there is good all over the world. There's a lot of people that are ruining the craft. Let's put it this way, there's a lot more people that are ruining the craft than actually pushing it forward. You know, that obviously the people that are really pushing it forward are a very small percentage, probably 1% of the people that are doing the craft. Then you have the bigger percentage that are doing beautiful technical stuff, you know, but they're more kind of keeping up with what's going on. And then you have the even bigger percentage of people that really don't know what the hell they're doing. They saw it on TV, they thought it was cool to do, they picked up a machine, they went bought online some made in China machine, and they really don't understand the depth and the what's the word, the intricacy of everything. You know, it's when you take a canvas, it's you take the brush, you take the thing, you do a stroke, that's it. The canvas is always the same, the pigment's always the same, the brush is always the same. When you're doing a tattoo, everything's constantly changing. The skin, every person has different skin. Everything's constantly changing. The factors that are involved in the tattoo are constantly changing. All those variables are constantly changing. The skin's changing. The electricity makes the machine run a little different. The machine sometimes run a little different. The needles maybe are a little different. It's everything is constantly changing, and you kind of have to keep up with what's going on constantly. So it's definitely a very technical art form. Well, I mean, at first you apply a stencil on, which is kind of a guideline. It shows you very basic outline of what you're going to do. Some people that are very progressed, sometimes they don't even do that. They just, with a pen, do something very rough and just go straight on the skin. You know, that obviously requires a very high skill in what you're doing and in your artistic ability. After you do that, you pretty much set up your machines. You have different machines that do different things. Certain machines are good for lining. Certain machines are good for coloring. Some are good for gray work. Some are good, you know, for stronger, bolder work. And then you start building up the tattoo. I mean, there's different techniques. We have a saying that says there's many different ways to skin a cat. So there's different ways to apply it, you know. Yeah. There's many different proper ways to do it.